waste any more time. So let's welcome our guest for today. Hello, Mr. Tony. It's really, really pleasure of ours to have you here. We all are very excited to know more about the project. So yeah, please pass for those who are like new to our community, introduce them about yourself and your crypto experience, and then we dive deeper into the project detail.
Sure. So I've been in cryptocurrency about 10 years. I fell in love with it when I finally realized what it was, Bitcoin in particular, years ago, and how it could empower people and kind of, free them from, oppressive generations that have lived, in basically a feudal system, and they could finally have some empowerment and self-sovereignty. So I fell in love with crypto. I've always been a musician, always loved music. Got into music theory later in life, self-taught, learned everything on YouTube because the resources are there now and it's amazing. So really got into music, and I started to see that the cryptocurrency space that I loved was kind of taking a turn that I wasn't super fond of. And then also I saw that a lot of artists were getting skipped, and just TV networks and record labels were going to OpenAI models and asking for versions of artists' music. So they would go and say, give me a song about this in the style of The Weeknd. And so The Weeknd was getting no acknowledgement. The Weeknd was getting no royalties. And so I saw that as problematic because AIs have a lot of benefits when it comes to their ability to be prolific, predictable, 24/7. So we needed to make sure that the artists were involved in that process. And that's what we allow is every single artist to have their own model so that if an agency wants to get a song from The Weeknd, then they go to The Weeknd's actual model. Anything else is like getting a cover band. So that was the intent, and that's where we are now. In the beginning, it was near impossible. But we've gotten to the point where the models are as good as it gets and they're forkable, which is key, so that every artist can have their own model.
All right, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And that's like awesome to hear. It's always like fascinating to learn about the spark that starts something big. So thanks for sharing that journey. Okay, so now like there's a lot of AI music project popping up, but I know like Sword AI feels totally different. So in your own word, Mr. Johnny, how would you say that the Sword AI stand apart from the rest?
So the big difference, I think, from our platform and any of the other ones that are out there is, first, we're Web3. There's no other platform that has a reliable generative model that's, worth its salt that's of Web3. There's a few on Web2, but their direction is more keep it simple, just a basic text prompt, and you'll get a song. And that's what we've started with, and we're expanding so that artists can have more granular and more nuanced control over the outputs. So if an artist wants to take the song, bring it into the DAW, and then start manipulating it, they can have more of a role in the output than just the simple semantic prompt. What's great is, because that is the first step, if your ability to work with music is maybe limited, or if you're still learning, then that's sufficient. But if you've got like a production background, or if you say, been in music in any capacity for a long time, then now you have the ability to really meld it to be exactly what it is you want. So it kind of brings the generative model, and then also brings the artistry back into it as well. And then it's a much more encompassing platform as well. We help artists monetize, we help them secure IP, we help them secure provenance. We have an AI agent that analyzes the music and then puts it in front of crowds on X that will appreciate the music so that you can start monetizing effectively. So it's much more than just the model. The model was the start and it was kind of what we built around, but it's so much more than just that. And you know, I'll quote AIXBT, because I think he said it pretty accurately, that we're the first full music agentic stack, and we have zero competition in music, which still to me is kind of surprising. It is difficult, and I think more people are interested often in crypto, in trading, and, you know, liquidity providing and arbitrage, things like that. But in order for us to actually get a wider spread user base, then we need to be involved in things that are beyond just, you know, our meme plays and things like that. So that's where we come in, and it's a long-term vision, but it's already taken hold, and the trajectory is very, very promising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And also, like, I already hosted a lot of AI-related projects, but what I only saw on them, like, they are literally, like, focused on the NFT part. But you guys here with, like, AI integration and shell world utility, that's truly makes the project quite unique than the others. So, yeah, I'm so much impressive. Thank you so much for touching on that, Mr. Johnny. Okay, so moving ahead, Mr. Johnny, let's look ahead a bit. Like, what's the big vision for Swat over the next, I could say, 6 to 12 months? I mean, like, what can the community get excited about?
So our next phase is really two-pronged, and it's one, it's going to be very much focused on collaborative efforts. And so this is really the reason why our first implementation was on Solana. Solana has what's called dynamic NFTs. So I can not only set royalties and change them, I also can create an NFT, send it to, say, a percussionist or someone who's very well-versed in creating melodies. They can open the NFT, they can add their input to it, and then they can close it back down, send it back to me, and then I can lock it. So this is amazing, because not only are we collaborating with live streams and all of those, you know, great things, but we're actually creating pieces of work that will be just as solidified as a CD back in the day, or a tape, or an album in an NFT form, which makes it very usable in sort of RWA sort of implementation. So you can take the IP, you can take the royalties, and you can put them into an RWA format and have income being streamed to holders, and you can tokenize and fractionalize and do all of those great things. So that's the one prong, is getting the collaborative efforts together so that everybody is mutually, you know, able to make some income off of this without it being sort of PvP zero sum, which this has never been. And it's refreshing because it's not too common to see. And then the other step, which is we've rolled out in beta and it's ready to go. And we're excited about it because this is, I think, the $1 billion, you know, idea, is every artist having their own model. So we've created the foundation for this model that anybody who's used has said is second to none. It's the best model around. And you can go to Suede Radio. It's streaming 24/7 if you want to hear it. It's all songs from the model. So we've built that foundation. Now artists can fork it and they can fine tune it to their specifications. So they'll have on chain their own model. Say Kanye West has his own model. And if a record label wants a song from Kanye West, they have to verify on chain that they've used his model. And he can even have some say as to the output. If it comes out, he doesn't like it, he can say, you can't use that. He'll hear everything if he chooses to. So, and that'll be infinitely fine tuned. So there's dynamic conversation. It goes around in circles and it'll play something and he'll say, no, I don't like that. Let's go in this direction. And it's constantly learning. So, you know, that's the next step, and that's where it really takes off and takes hold, when every major artist has their own Suede model, which they will, and, which will make sure that they get royalties and they get acknowledged and they're a part of the process.
All right, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and we can't wait to see, like, when all this thing, unfolds. Sounds like it's going to be an exciting ride ahead. Really, really excited for that. Other than this, Mrs. Johnny, something that's really stand out with Swat AI, you could see the heavy focus on creator ownership and royalties, which is very important right now in this competitive world, I believe. So why was that like such a core, I'm like, why was that such a core part of the project's DNA? Can you please share that with us?
So that's a great question because it's something that I need to make a distinction of often because people hear AI and they think, oh, but there goes, human input, there goes artistry. And, I've labeled this from day one the most un-AI AI. This is an AI that protects against artists being totally left out. And so it's a model that's actually owned by the artist. That's allowed to be agile enough so that every artist has their own, so that they're actually directing it instead of kind of just falling by the wayside, which is the way it would have been and which is the way it has been in the past. So by them having this model, they're not only fine-tuning the creative outputs of it, they're also being acknowledged because if I go to OpenAI and I say, I want a song like Taylor Swift. And with a touch of Kanye West, there's gonna be no way to really draw lineage to who created that music because it's a combination of every artist that's ever existed. So no one's gonna get acknowledgement or royalties. So no artist gets paid on this. Whereas if they go to my model that's verified on chain, then it's my model and they know this, and everybody else knows this. So then I get acknowledged and I get royalties. So this was an idea that wouldn't have been doable a year or two ago. It is now, and it's going to ensure that every artist gets their fair due and they have all the benefits of AI while still maintaining their creative output and it not ever being robotic or ever a part that's something outside of themselves.
Yeah, got it. Love that, to be honest. I'm like real innovation where the real values behind it. Thank you so much for explaining that so clearly. Also, to the all here who are listening to us right now, guys, I know you all are already excited to know more about the project, and like Mr. Johnny is here to share you the whole information about the project, but still, for more comprehensive detail, do check it out the white paper, do check it out the website. You will get the clear idea like how exactly the project works. So please do it once. Okay, so now let's yeah, so now Mr. Johnny, let's dive a bit into the attack magic behind SWAT AI. So for those like who might not be super technical, how does SWAT AI actually create original music? Like, can you break it down so, for us in a more simpler way?
Sure. So for somebody to use it, and I think you've used it and most people have, and we left it open, totally free to use for months because we wanted people to experience how easy, how effortless, and how good it was. So we kept with the fundamental just ease of use that you could go in, you could say, I want a song about, my brand new car. Or I want a song about make a diss track about my friend who can't play Fortnite to save his life, and he's basically cannon fodder for all of us. Make a diss track. So that was it. You could type a sentence or two. You have a great song, and it would be studio grade. It would have whatever instruments you wanted, full instrumentation, whatever genre you wanted. You could even have a genre subtracted just to make sure, like if you don't want country in it, to make sure there's no country, if you don't want jazz, whatever it is. So that was the basic foundation, and that is still the first step. And so now you can go in there, you can do that, you can make your song. It's I think the fee is like 10 to 15 cents to do it, paid in Solana. And then everything goes into buybacks for Suede and then into Treasury. But so you can go in there. Now you can get the song downloaded. You can get a stem of every single track. So you have isolated vocals, guitars, pianos, drums, whatever it is, you have a track for every single one, which is crucial for anybody that wants to produce the music. And we were trying to do it beforehand with frequency band isolators. So they would take every single track and try and isolate them, but there were artifacts, so we couldn't produce as well. So we've been able to actually do it so every single one is fully 100% isolated. And then we've also added the ability to voice clone. So you can record a short clip of yourself talking, and then you can load that into the model, and it'll make a song as if you're the one singing it, or spoken poetry, or whatever you like, or even instrumental. You can upload an instrumental song and get something similar to that in the style of maybe somebody else if you'd like. Or you can upload your friend or another artist, whatever you'd like. And all of that is, you know, under 20 cents to do. And you have full ownership, and you can master it a million times. You can remix it. You can take old music that you've made, you can remix that, and then reopen the IP rights. So there's a lot of really cool things you can do, but it's very, very simplistic. All you really have to do is type a sentence or two. And then if you decide to, you can get much more granular with it if you take it into the DAW and you start breaking down the pieces of it. But you'll get a professional, wonderful song just from a sentence or two. And then what you do with that from there, you'll have a million options. And so that's kind of the first step of it. And that's the easiest way to get started.
Wow, that's super interesting. Thank you so much for sharing. And I will definitely going to create a music about my path cat. I really love her. So definitely going to do that. And you made it sound so, so simple yet powerful. So thanks for that breakdown, Mr. Johnny. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So other than this, Mr. Johnny, I have heard about the SWAT token using semantic graphing. So it sounds like a super advanced thing. Like, could you explain what that mean exactly and why it's such a big advantage over traditional AI models?
Sure. So semantic graphing is basically taking a set of words and analyzing an intended mood from them. So, you know, if I say something like, green, that could mean green, the color, that could mean I'm new, that could mean I'm fresh. You know, there's a lot of different meanings for it. So it takes everything into context and it draws a general mood from it. So there's been songs like people have written with moons and stuff like that, and it was able to kind of discern that there was almost like a gothic bent to it, and it made a very good song in that genre just based off of what it could kind of interpret that the user was into and wanted to hear. So it takes a whole nother level of just what you tell it, and then also what it kind of reads between the lines and kind of determines you also want but didn't quite articulate fully, because you know, we can only say so much, and it can figure out what we mean between the lines. So that's, you know, really important. And you'll hear it in the songs that, a song can go from sounding like a total pop song and then sounding like, something that is maybe an alternative rock song with very much the same lyrics, but just kind of a different sort of tone in the way that those lyrics are asked to be delivered. So it's very, very nuanced and it's very good at doing that. And then also when you get the forked model, your own artist model, then it's going to default to what you prefer every single time until you tell it, I want to go in a different route. So it's pretty cool. It's like collaborating with yourself, and the semantic graphing is really, it's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, got it. And I literally, I'm imagining it right now. The result would be far better than the traditional AI model. That would be like so much unique. So yeah, thanks for answering on that. And speaking of future, Mr. Johnny, are there any new tools or update coming soon to like SWAT social or SWAT radio that the community should be excited about?
Yeah, so we just launched two launch pads. One is still, so we're going to do a, basically it's going to be almost similar to Pump Fund, but not as sort of, I don't want to say degenerate, but not as like sort of high intensity sort of trading sort of thing. It's going to be more of a, we're taking the tokenomics of Pump Fund, which are very fair. All liquidity is locked. Like the way that they actually did the structure of the launch pad is very, very fair. And then it kind of took on a different sort of meaning. So we've created a version of that that will be for artist tokens and are in the form of earn tokens. And so what's great about this and where we kind of eliminate the whole PvP mentality is with earn tokens, artists are getting paid not in Suede, they're getting paid not in their artist token, they're getting paid in Solana. So when someone buys the artist token based on the volume of it going back and forth, then they're buying it with Solana or USDC. And an artist, the artist is getting a portion of that. So they're getting money that they can live off of while the token is trading back and forth. So, you know, the model prior to that has always been if an artist or a person wanted to launch a token, in order for them to actually get any sort of income to support themselves, the only option was to dump the token on, you know, their fans, on their community. And that's just a, you know, a horrible model. Even if it's just like a small amount and everyone knows and everyone, it creates a very negative sort of, almost like a paranoia, like the artist is dumping or, you know, the dev is dumped, like all of that stuff is not a good sort of mindset. And it goes to that zero sum mentality very quick. Whereas with the earn model, everybody can, you know, speculate on the success of the artist and the future royalties, and the artist can make money in the meantime while getting fees from the trading volume. And every pair is paired with Suede, so it's going to be artist token slash Suede, and it's great because that's additional utility for Suede. It will require more locked up Suede, and also no earnings or anything like that will be paid in Suede, so there'll be no additional sell pressure. So it's great for the token, it's great for the artist token, and it's great for the community, because if you're an artist and you want to have a community, you can't rely on the ability to extract value from your fans and see that as like a bountiful or sustainable sort of method. You know, it's got to be something where everybody is in it together, and it's not the first person to rush the exits. So I think this is a huge breakthrough, and it's going to be, you know, phenomenal. The other thing is the NFT launchpad, which we also launched, and this is a little bit more specific for royalty management, because with the NFT models, we can encode, and the artists can do this right now. We've set up the UI, and this didn't exist on Solana. We had to build all of this. And so we've built this, and it's infrastructure now for Solana. And, you know, we did it obviously all at our own cost and everything, but an artist can put 100 different royalty recipients in it, you know, 1% to this person, 1% to this person, 2% to this person, all down the line, and it's to their wallet addresses. So it's just automated and it's in real time. So this is a great way for people to kind of like a, almost like a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter campaign. People can contribute and then they can get a percentage of the royalties back in the future in real time to their address, full transparency. And the artist doesn't need to sell any ownership, which is amazing. So they don't need to sell out, but they're going to get royalties as if they were to have, and directly peer-to-peer from their fans. So that's really cool. It's not the sexiest sounding thing ever, you know, having royalty management like that, but it's going to be a game changer for a lot of artists.
All right. That sounds really promising. And Definitely, it's going to be game changer for a lot of artists, and definitely, I'm like, there's a lot of things coming on the horizon. We all are very excited for that, and yeah, people, for that we need to follow all the social channels of Sword AI, and to follow or to join the Telegram as well, hopping over there and engage with other community members. This is so important. And yeah, thanks for that sneak peek, Mr. Johnny. And yes, so Mr. Johnny, one thing user always wondered about, like, how does Sword ensure that the music created is 100%, could say, royalty free and copyright safe? So what's your take on that?
Well, that's one of the benefits of the blockchain just by nature, is it secures your provenance and your intellectual property when you create it. So there's always a way to draw a line back to actually who created it. And based upon all the legal opinions and all the rulings that we've received up to this point, as long as there is human intervention in the creation of the AI or of the music that the AI outputs, then that is their song and their due royalties for it. So, you know, it's much more concrete than just, in a lot of cases, say someone uses the Web2 music generator. There's not really a way to determine if they did or didn't really kind of interfere with it. Whereas on Web3, on blockchain, there's going to be every single action that's taken is going to be logged on chain. So it's going to be irrefutable as to whether or not someone actually had some sort of input on the actual song production, which thusly ensures their right to IP and royalties.
All right. And yeah, I totally agree with you. I'm like, we are fortunate enough that we are in the Web3 space and the blockchain technology is here, so that like everything is transparent over here. So yeah, really very reassuring to know about that as well. Okay, so other than this, now let's talk about the Sword growth and the ecosystem, like, because like there's a lot of happening on the front too. So you have secured like some major partnership I got to know about lately. That is about with Layer Zero, with Binance Live, Mario, and Nephil. So how important are these collaborations to Sword long term success? Can you answer?
Hugely, and it really is incredible, because you know, a lot of influencers or big names, they get a bad rap as like they only work with any project that's willing to pay them. Well, I can tell you that these projects reached out to us and we've offered up no supply, which is what a lot of projects commonly do. Like, you can bring on pretty much any influencer if you're willing to give them a percentage of the token, which just hurts token holders, because, you know, of course people need to live, and if they're an influencer, they're going to sell the token. And you really have no control over the way in which that's done. So we've not given out any supply, yet we've been able to secure these partnerships because they want to have a hand in a part of what we're doing. They recognize that it is, you know, going to be kind of the ethical standard across the board when it comes to AI, and nobody else is doing anything near it on this level, or even on any level for that matter, that's really recognizable. So they've all been very, very quick to partner with us. Layer Zero was one that was kind of near and dear to my heart, because I've watched that team build, and I've always just been in awe at their ability and their professionalism and just their commitment to kind of fairness. And we saw this with their TGE maybe 3 or 4 years ago now. And, you know, I remember Brian would just, he's sleeping at the office and he's looking at clusters and he's trying to just make sure that everything is as fair as possible for the governance distribution. And I thought that was really, really admirable. And it's turned out to be a great move, because, you know, they are the undisputed kings when it comes to bridging, and they do it in a way that secures our ethos of trustlessness and immutability, censorship resistant, all of the things that we like about crypto. They've been able to do that while still allowing secure bridging. So, but bridging from Solana to Base or Solana to any EVM is very, very difficult. And I think we're the only token that's ever done that. And the wiring and just the of the OFT adapter, it took us weeks, and we were working with at least 15 layer zero team members, at least five of our team members. And it was a lot of work because, EVM compatibility, super simple. But to actually go from SVM to EVM is very difficult. But once you do it, now we can go between Optimism, BNB, Base. We can go to Ethereum, Mainnet. We can go to Mode. We can go to any of the L2s just immediately because that's how Layer Zero works with the Omni chain. So, it was huge, and no token, I think, even near, even under 100 million has ever attempted to do it. We did it, and this allowed us to be the only token that's ever launched straight to virtuals with no bonding curve. They just put us right on the site and matched our liquidity with virtuals so that we could be on their site. So, yeah, there's a lot of, a lot of really big names that are kind of doing things that are unprecedented in this space to play a role in what we're building because, it is exceptional and it's important. And it's very much outside of the realms of typical cryptocurrency interest. So, yeah, our partnerships are huge and we've been able to secure them in a way that doesn't hurt our token holders. And I think that's key. Because a lot of projects can sign up anybody and they can get a quick pump and a quick dump and over again. But that's not what we're here for. And we are totally patient. So we're not trying to, get any sort of quick dopamine rush. We're looking for, installing ourselves in sort of every crevice of the industry on both ends, Web 2 and Web 3. And being here for a very long time, which, is how you really create something incredible.
Absolutely no doubt on that. You guys are here for the long term, and I have also been like watching their Zero project from quite a like long time, and they really have a great team. They are really doing a great marketing effort. So yeah, it's a big milestone for you guys that you have like a collaboration with these big names. So yeah, congratulations for that, and looking forward for more partnership like this as well. And it's clear that like these strategic moves are setting SWAT up for something big, so no doubt on that. Okay, so beside that, Mrs. Johnny, I also noticed that the SWAT creator got fund DAO. Like, can you explain its role and like how it can help onboard like more users, more new users, and create into the ecosystem?
Sure. So one of the benefits of crypto economics and the reason that we thought that Web3 was so important to getting this done is similar, and I use this model all the time because I think it's so relevant, is Brave Browser. When they started, they had the BAT token, and it gave you a little incentive to use the Brave Browser. You didn't know if it was going to turn out to be much, but Google wasn't giving you anything, so it's better than nothing. And turned out to be, people made a lot of money off of just using the Brave browser. So it's a little way to give people an incentive when you use crypto economics to use your platform. So like if Brave browser had tried to do that with Bitcoin or Cash or any traditional model, anything outside of BAT token, it would have cost them hundreds of millions of dollars and it just wouldn't have been feasible. But with their own token, they could. But the problem is you also do, if you're giving large amounts out at once, then you invite selling pressure. So what we've done is we've created a growth fund that is funded by Suede activities, but it's actually built in Solana in USDC. So this way we can fund artists usually to the amount of around $15,000 that have a track record of pretty high level success. And give them enough of a push to kind of try the project out, and then as a result, become a spokesperson for, you know, what the project is capable of. And that's been our model since day one, is just try it. Come try it. I guarantee you're going to love it. Look, we've made everything free. It doesn't cost you anything. Don't even need to put an email in. Just come on and just try it. And when people do, they're pretty blown away by what's possible. And a lot of people have realized that they're actually creative when they didn't consider themselves to be. And I think that's one of the really cool achievements. And one of the cool aspects about the way that we've built everything in the cloud. So like our virtual instruments and our audio units and our DAW, all of that is going to be used, is going to be using cloud computing, so that somebody who maybe never could have access to adequate hardware to run these things could run it on a Raspberry Pi, because all the computing is being done in the cloud. So people in developing countries, people even in the West, you know, it takes a lot of computing power to run a lot of these virtual instruments. Well, now people can do it from anywhere. And a lot of people are going to find out that they probably have a proclivity for being an artist. And I think we're going to see a lot of, you know, people in areas that never could have played a piano. And now if they have a key, just a typical QWERTY, you know, keyboard with, you know, A, B, C, D, now they can use that as a piano, and then eventually get a little MIDI keyboard, which are very cheap too. And now they can try out every instrument in the world, and they can do it on a computer that has 100 megabytes of RAM, you know, and something very, very small. So that's going to be really cool. The Growth Fund is going to be a part of that, because it gets the word out and it gets artists that people know of using it and hearing what it's capable of. And then also it's going to spread to people realizing that I can do that same thing myself and for no money. And so let me try it. And so that's kind of just the way it, I think, hits peak virality. And the Growth Fund is obviously a part of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, thanks for that answer. And I'm like, it's good to hear about it. Other than this, I also noticed that you guys are doing a lot of activity within your ecosystem to engage, so that like more people engage. So can you please answer that the campaign, like could see City Quest, BTSE exchange campaign, and Apex exchange, like how do all these tie into sort overall strategy?
Oh, so many. I mean, we've had Zeely, Sendex, Apex, Galaxy, partnerships. I think we've done every possible effort there is. And the reason being is similar to what I was talking about before, is we just want awareness, because once people actually get it in front of them and take a look at what's being done here, it's not the typical sort of, you know, oh yeah, the product's not great, but it's cryptocurrency, so we deal with it. This is a actual platform that's better than anything even on Web 2. And then it's also got the benefit of being cryptocurrency related. I know for years, you know, being in this space, there were a lot of projects that were very subpar to their Web 2 counterparts, but we kind of put up with it because we could speculate on it and it was Web 3. And this is something we want everybody to experience, because when they do, from the aesthetics to the partnerships to the ideas to the learning material to the ability to learn not only what we're doing but also the foundations of music, they're almost you know, immediately aware of what's happening here. So we just want everybody to be aware of it, and if we have to, you know, spend money to make that happen with no immediate return, that's fine, because we know that the result of them after they see it is going to be, you know, probably a lifetime awareness, and probably talking to their friends and family about it. And just that's the way that we want to grow, and it's working. So yeah, we're pretty, that's kind of the approach there though.
All right, thanks for clarifying on that. And it's amazing to see such a coordinated and active push in the ecosystem. Like, feels like there's a SWAT name everywhere right now in the web. So yeah, that's great. Okay, so now, Mr. Johnny, I have last question for you, but not least. Now let's talk about the ambassador program. So that our CryptoPanda community would like participate over there. So can you like tell us more about it and like how people who love to be the part of it, how they can like join and build together?
Sure. So this has been something that even I was astounded by the reception. You know, I think within the first day and a half, we had over 2,000 applicants, and really all of them were great. And some of the most amazing work I've seen come out from independent, you know, content creators has been from the ambassadors. And so the way it works, and what really is great about it is, you know, when they sign up somebody who uses the credits or who buys any of the services on the site, they get 20% of that in perpetuity forever. So it's great because everything is tied to that person's wallet. So that means the royalties are automated in real time, and the disbursement of the 20%. And then also they can see, just for their own peace of mind, that you know, everything is being distributed properly. But it's really important because it starts to get the word out and starts to get people, you know, playing with the model and, you know, kind of using some of the monetization tools. And, you know, it costs somebody a couple dollars and they can, you know, have 50 songs generated and own all the rights and leverage, you know, the stems, which are the different isolated tracks. They can have the voice cloning, all of that for no cost. And so it gets the word out, and then, you know, kind of makes a way for people who love it, not only to use it themselves, but also tell people that, you know, they like, or they want to make aware of this, lets them know what's going on as well. So it's been wildly successful, and we're just super excited. We're probably one of the most amazing group of people that we've had in this, you know, space. And it's just so cool to see, because it's, the numbers are incredible. It's such a huge amount of people.
Wow, that's incredible. And sounds like a golden opportunity for like everyone who wants to be part of this SWAT journey from early on. So yeah, guys, if you are interested, feel free to drop this question on their social channels, or your interest on social channels. They will definitely going to consider you. So yeah, just be the part of the SWAT ecosystem. And I think we covered all the detailed information about the project so far, and that's bring us to the end of this amazing Q&A session. A big shout out to you, Mr. Johnny, for your valuable time and for giving us such a dive deep into the world of SWAT AI. Truly inspiring stuff. And to everyone listening, guys, this is just the beginning. So if you are passionate about the future of AI, music, and like empowering creators, then you definitely like want to be the part of the SWAT journey. So make sure to like check out their social, explore SWAT Radio, Upstart Up Social, and see like how you can get involved. So whether it's through like, let's say, ambassador program, the various campaign that's going on right now in their ecosystem, and spread the word. This is so important. So please do so. And as we wrap up, Mr. Johnny, anything you would like to say to our audience as a closing statement?
I'd say, you know, just go on the website, swaytai.xyz. Or just go through our timeline on X. It's at AI Suede. We've gotten 100,000 followers on that account in a few months, which still boggles my mind. But and just see some of the things we're doing, and you know, use your judgment to see if you think this is something that has some staying power and what you think about it. But check it out and see what we're doing. And we're always open to feedback. And we hope you love it. We think you will. But you know, ultimately, check it out and go from there.
That's awesome. Thank you once again, Mrs. Johnny. And yeah, guys, I just be the part of this incredible project. And let's keep the energy alive. I'm like, join the community, support the mission, and let's build something incredible together. We'll see you next time. Have a great day.
Thank
All
you.
The very best from our side. This is Johnny. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.